Chapter 3 and Chapter 4. New words. Glue, noun. You use glue to stick things together. Stare, verb. Look at someone with wide eyes. Stuck, adjective. When things are stuck, they cannot move. Snatch, verb. Take something angrily. Rip, verb. Pull pages from a book. Dye, noun and verb. Change the colour of your hair. Pour, verb. Put things like water or oil into something. Chapter 3. The Hat and the Glue. The next morning, just before Matilda's father left for his horrible garage, Matilda looked for his hat. Mr. Wormwood wore his hat to work each day, and he liked it very much. He thought that he looked very handsome when he wore his hat and his loud, ugly jacket. Matilda took some glue and put it carefully around the inside of the hat. Then she heard her father getting up from the breakfast table, and she quickly put the hat back. Mr. Wormwood did not notice anything when he put the hat on, but when he arrived at the garage, he could not take it off. People do not normally wear hats when they are working in a garage, but Mr. Wormwood had to keep his hat on all day. When he got home that evening, he still could not take the hat off.
"Don't be stupid," said his wife. "Come here, I'll take it off for you."
She pulled the hat hard. Mr. Wormwood screamed, and the glass in the windows shook.
"Don't do that," he shouted. "You'll pull the skin off my head."
Matilda was sitting in her favourite chair. She watched all this over the top of her book and smiled.
"What's the matter, Daddy?" she said. "Has your head suddenly grown bigger?"
Mr. Wormwood stared at his daughter, and she looked back at him with large, sweet brown eyes.
"It's that strong glue, I think," Mrs. Wormwood said. "How did you get glue in your hat?"
"What are you talking about, woman?"
shouted Mr. Wormwood.
"I haven't touched any glue."
Matilda said,
"A boy down the road got some of that glue on his finger, and then he put his finger up his nose."
"What happened to him?"
Mr. Wormwood asked.
"His finger was stuck inside his nose for a week. Everyone said, 'Take your finger out of your nose,' but he couldn't. He looked very silly."
"Children are horrible," said Mrs. Wormwood. "They shouldn't put their fingers up their noses,"
Matilda said. "Adults do it too, Mummy. I saw you put your finger up your nose yesterday in the kitchen."
Mr. Wormwood had to keep his hat on during dinner in front of the television. He stayed very silent. When he went to bed, he tried again to take the hat off, but it was still stuck. Mrs. Wormwood looked at her thin little husband in his purple night clothes and his hat.
"He looks so stupid," she thought. "No woman dreams of a husband like that."
The worst thing about the hat was trying to sleep in it. Mr. Wormwood could not get comfortable and kept moving from side to side in the bed.
"Just stay in one place," said his wife
after an hour of this.
"I'm sure it will come off in the night."
But it did not come off in the night. So in the morning, Mrs. Wormwood had to cut the hat off Mr. Wormwood's head. Now he had a pink ring with no hair around his head. He also had bits of hat stuck to his head. He washed his head again and again, but the bits did not come off. At breakfast, Matilda said to him,
"You must try to get those bits of hat off your head, Daddy. They look very strange."
"Be quiet," said her father angrily. "Just keep your stupid mouth closed."
Matilda was very pleased with her work, and it was quite quiet in the Wormwood house for about a week. But then, one evening, Mr. Wormwood arrived home from a bad day at the garage. His face was as dark as a storm cloud. Matilda was reading a book in the living room, and he came in and turned on the television, very loud. He stared at her, but she did not move. She was very good now at not listening to the television, and she went on reading. But this made Mr. Wormwood more angry.
"Why don't you ever stop reading?" he shouted.
"Oh, hello, Daddy," Matilda said, nicely. "Did you have a good day?"
"What is this stupid book?"
he said, snatching it from her hands.
"It isn't stupid, Daddy. It's lovely. It's called The Red Pony. It's by John Steinbeck, an American writer. Why don't you read some of it? It's about..."
"I don't want to know what it's about," shouted Mr. Wormwood. "Why are you always reading stupid books? Go and do something useful."
And suddenly, he began ripping the pages out of the book. Matilda cried,
"That's a library book. I have to take it back."
"Then you'll have to buy another one, won't you?" said her father.
He went on ripping out more pages until there was no book left. Then he walked out of the room angrily. Matilda did not cry. She knew that crying was not helpful. So she sat there, quietly and thoughtfully. Her mind was already working. She was thinking of another plan for her horrible father.